October 25th, 1899. The echo of the love of God, and the echo of the ingratitude of creatures. My most sweet Jesus continues to manifest himself almost always in the same way. This morning he added, "My daughter, my love to our creatures is so great that it resounds like an echo in the celestial regions. It fills the atmosphere and diffuses over the whole earth." But what is the correspondence that creatures give to this loving echo? Ah, they requite me with an echo of ingratitude, poisonous, filled with every kind of bitternesses and sins, with an echo almost deadly, fit only for wounding me. But I will depopulate the face of the earth, so that this echo, resounding with poison, may no longer deafen my ears. And I, "Ah, Lord, what are you saying?" And Jesus, "I act just like a peating doctor who has the extreme remedies for his children. And these children are full of wounds. What does this father and doctor do who loves his children more than his own life? Will he let these wounds become gangrenous? Will he let them perish for fear that by applying fire and knife they may suffer? No, never. Though he will feel as if those instruments were applied on himself, in spite of this, he takes hold of the knife, rips and cuts the flesh open, and applies to it the poison, the fire, to prevent corruption from advancing further. Even though many times it happens that in these operations the poorer children die, yet this was not the will of the father doctor. His will was to see them healed. So I am. I wound in order to heal them. I destroy them in order to resurrect them. If many perish, this is not my will. It is only the effect of their wicked and obstinate will. It is the effect of the poisonous echo that they want to keep sending me unto seeing themselves destroyed." And I, "Tell me, my only good, how can I sweeten for you this poisonous echo that afflicts you so much?" And he, "The only means is that you always do all your actions with the sole purpose of pleasing me, and that you employ all your senses and powers for the purpose of loving me and of glorifying me. Let your every thought, word, and everything else want nothing but the love you have for me." In this way, your echo will rise pleasant to my throne and will sweeten my hearing.